What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you live and direct from sunny Southern California. Welcome in, Jay Stews and the boys. In the studio, we're back from Charger Camp, Rams Camp tomorrow, live in Irvine, California. Reminder, check out the latest lines on World Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania. Play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope you guys are good. We'll check in with the boys and make sure they had a good weekend. Matthew Stafford checked in on his elbow. We'll give you an update on that. My man TJ Houshmandzadeh will join us. We'll talk about not just the Chargers and their incredible wide receiving core, the Rams, who we'll see tomorrow, and arguably, or maybe inarguably, the best wide receiver in the league, but what's surrounding him. And we'll ask him about Matthew Stafford's elbow. We got a bunch to get to. Aaron Rodgers is doing the rounds. We got to get Aaron Rodgers. I'll send him a text, and you guys can go through the Packers as well and see if we can meet in the middle. But he did a couple interviews, And I thought gave us some really interesting insight into his mentality, plus showed himself, at least on some level, to be able to take a joke. That's cool. Carson Wentz having some issues. That shouldn't be a surprise, or maybe it is. And Rick Bucher is going to join us. We'll check in on everything going on in the association, including are we getting closer and closer to a resolution on Russell Westbrook. But I want to start with this. Now, I know he's back practicing with the team, and it feels like on some level the standoff was averted. But Kareem Hunt, who's a really talented running back, and And I love how like stories are portrayed, right? Like he has a 2-year contract with the Cleveland Browns. In that 2-year contract, he's in year two. So he's in the final year of a contract. Well, there's either the first year or the final year of a 2-year contract. Nonetheless, he requested to be traded, and the Browns are like, no, we're not trading you. Remember, this is the same Kareem Hunt who had 1,300 yards rushing as a rookie, but his next season was cut short due to injury and then suspension, and ultimately they released him. He signed with Cleveland after serving a suspension for an off-the-field domestic violence incident. He returned 2 years ago, 841 yards rushing, splitting time, and last year he had 4.9 yards to carry, but only 386 yards rushing. He wants to be traded. You want to be what? Bro, what value do you have? Oh, I want a contract extension. Here's the thing, is we have a tendency, I think, not just as humans, but especially as men, to look at things through the eyes of one. We worry about ourselves. And you have to on some level when you're a professional athlete. Hey, man, the team looks good, but I got to worry about me. And he's concerned with his own future. And I'm guessing, actually not really guessing, but he knows he's not going to get an extension from them. And so the reason you ask to be traded is send me somewhere where I can be the featured back. If I'm the featured back, instead of getting 500-600 yards rushing, I can get 1,000 yards rushing. If I get 1,000 yards rushing, then all of a sudden I get a long-term contract extension somewhere in the neighborhood of what I'm earning now. And, you know, that's not unreasonable talk. It really isn't. Like, I want to make sure that we understand here. That's not anything like, hey, man, I just want a chance to start. I'm 27 years old. I got to get that next contract before I turn 30. And the only way to do so is to kill it this year. And I won't be able to kill it this year, sharing time. Understood. But the inability for you to read a room, to understand the league and understand your team. Like, look, dude, we kind of got some issues here. We don't know if our quarterback's going to be eligible to play the first 6 games or this season at all. We also have a quarterback where we're dealing with the shrapnel of the alleged incidents in Houston. No one has really held Kareem Hunt in Cleveland accountable for the domestic violence, which he admitted to, and ultimately it caused his exodus from the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, no one's ever... Like, in all the things that have been said about Cleveland and going after Deshaun Watson, nobody said, like, hey, like, what? But he's brought it now to the forefront by asking to be traded. Like, look, dude, we stood by you when you had this on your record. We gave you a 2-year contract, and in year two, you want out when we're massively overpaying you, considering you're splitting time at running back? Read the room. Right? And he's, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that in my 40-plus years of living on this earth, I read the room constantly, or I read the room consistently. But in this particular case, when you have all that's going on with Deshaun Watson and all the uncertainty at quarterback and all of the bad press that the Browns have gotten in their own hometown, is this really the time in which you expect the Browns to take pennies on the dollar to help you for your career, knowing that they may, with Jacoby Brissett, they're probably going to have to run it 75% of the time before Deshaun Watson gets eligible, if he's eligible at all this season. The only thing worse, okay, the only thing worse than requesting a trade and expecting a contract extension before that is cowering back days later, which you're doing now, understanding there isn't really a trade value. They have no desire to trade you. You didn't read the room, and now you got to play with any coach, any player in that locker room questioning how much you're all in on the team. What a bad, like, as coaches, you could have a bad play call. As a player, you can make a bad decision. This is one in which, whether he huddled with his agent or he did it on his own and told his agent he wanted to do it, whatever it is, yikes. Imagine being the guy who goes to the front office, who gave him a 2-year contract, one in which he's making good, solid running back money, and saying, you know, I want a contract extension. No, we're not open to that. It's year 2 of a 2-year deal. Okay, I want to be traded. We're not doing that either. We're not going to give you away when we need running backs and we have you under contract. In this particular case, kudos to the Browns. You wish they would have done the right thing or been more responsible with the Deshaun Watson thing or others in the past, but we have to be fair to them. If we're going to criticize them when they make ill-fated decisions, this is one that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. All right, coming up next, Matthew Stafford looked good throwing the ball this weekend. Can we stop talking about his elbow or no? Get to that next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Do we have confirmation of that story there, John Ramos, about Olivia Newton-John? Jason Stewart, do we have...
Several people on Twitter have reported it, yep.
Several people meaning people that have blue checks. I mean, I hate to be a blue check snob, but I'm a blue check snob.
Blue checks. I see a couple of blue checks out there.
Okay, so Olivia Newton-John passed away?
73.
She was 73 years old? I guess you forget, like, you forget. It's one of those things where you forget how old you are. You're like, well, because you think that people snapshot in time. I think Olivia Newton-John might have been my first crush.
She was mine.
Yeah. Grease, and she had that music video, Let's Get Physical. Remember? She had like the whole workout, 80s workout tights on, right? With the fluorescent socks. Yeah, pour out a little liquor for Olivia Newton-John, the star of Grease, which Grease is a pretty awesome movie. Obviously, if you ask a woman, I believe, that's in our sort of age bracket, right? If you go 35 to 50, if they list their top five movies, yes, The Notebook's probably on there. But the other two, I believe, and you guys, like, we can poll wives, girlfriends, significant others, exes, everything. They'll all say Dirty Dancing and Grease. What do you guys think? Like, Ramos, you come home tonight and you're like, huh, Olivia Newton-John died. Like, we should really watch Grease tonight. Like, that's that you score bonus points galore. Don't you think?
Yeah, I remember. I think I saw Grease, like, I want to say 30 times in the movie theater when I was 8 years old.
30 times?
Yeah. We went and saw Grease at least 30 times. And we kept going back. It was so great. It was such a great movie and fun and we loved all the songs, right? Most of the songs became hits. You know, they were all hit top 40 hit songs that you just wanted to keep going in and watch it over and over again. And so, yeah. Maybe that's a little extreme 30 times.
Jace, do you agree with that? With those movie lists? Likely of the top five, I'm going to guess at least, there'll be at least two of these, but probably three of the top five in any woman's list would be Dirty Dancing, Notebook, and Grease.
I think those are those are good. I think Grease tops all that, but like, I mean, Grease is just an amazing movie. It appeals to all sexes, all varieties of people. This is sad. Just for further update, it looks like her husband posted onto her Facebook page. So we can confirm.
That's always weird when people do that on their Facebook page or somebody else's Twitter page. Like, hey, just want you to know that so-and-so died. Like, wait, you're posting on their Twitter. Like, are they talking from a world above? That one is. They're like, no, this is somebody else posting on it. But I didn't know she was 73. But, I mean, like, 73 is good. I mean, it's not a perfect run, but not a bad run. It's not bad. Like, we all live to be 73. 80, like, yeah, it's not bad. Was she first crush material for you, Jay Stewart? Do you have another one?
She was definitely one of them. I mean,
I know another one.
Because
you're my age, I can almost guess another one. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, if she wasn't like one of my crushes, like at the start of Grease, at the last part of Grease, she was my crush. Like that last scene and how she's acting and the way she's dressed.
When she becomes a bad girl. Yeah.
I don't know if you're a Xanadu guy, but I know a lot of women like that one, too.
Phoebe Cates from Fast Times Ridgemont High would be the other one on most guys' first crush or first uncomfortable moment sitting around with other people.
Sort of list.
That was the first movie that I ever saw a woman's breast in. Fast Times Ridgemont High. There you go. Mr. Hand. Meanwhile, these are all movies. Dan Byer's like, I don't like movies. I watch series. I don't watch those things.
Isaac's here, and he doesn't do TV.
Ilo's like, I've streamed all these things, right?
Just to clarify, what exactly did you mean by, quote, first uncomfortable moment around other people, unquote?
Come on, man. I think everybody knew what I meant when I said first uncomfortable moment around other people, right?
I just wanted to hear you squirm.
I'm not squirming. This is an open forum. Like, you know, this is a place of vulnerability here, Ilo. Right? Last week I shared that I saw a shaman. This week I share my Phoebe Cade story, which I'm just kind of keep it real, boss.
Just like Aaron Rodgers on that podcast, same deal. I understand.
Fairly similar. We'll get to Ilo in a second, then TJ Hushmanzada. Matt Stafford was talking about his elbow over the weekend. Here's what he had to say.
We got a great plan. I'm feeling stronger every time I come out here and throw. I don't know if you guys were watching, felt like I could make any throw I wanted to today. And just trying to be smart when I get those opportunities and make sure I can come out here, cut it loose, turn it loose like I did today.
Here's Sean McVay when he's asked about his quarterback's elbow.
The way that he looked today, I don't think he would know that anything was going on and he felt good. And so I think that's, I know that I'm going to sleep better tonight.
I think all this is about managing it. You know, we brought up Friday at Chargers camp that Tom Brady missed 3 straight days, right? And so that camp, that dead arm in camp, that's a very normal, real thing. You know, the issue with Stafford is how can they manage it so that he doesn't, that he has that fresh arm in the regular season. If we know anything about Sean McVay, it's that we will not see Matt Stafford at all in the preseason. We're not going to see him, right? You'll see him in these scrimmages. You'll see him, you know, when we go out there tomorrow, but you're not going to see him in the preseason. So it's not like they have to dial him back there. But look, it's something to keep an eye on. And it's something where he's a guy who he lives off of his fastball. And if his fastball loses a couple MPH, then there's the chance that those balls that got through don't. TJ Hushmanzada is going to join us in a second here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, part of Up On Game, which is a podcast and a show you can hear weekends on Fox Sports Radio. Get his thoughts on Kareem Hunt. Obviously, we're waiting on the Deshaun Watson news. And then Mekhi Becton, right? Because remember, that's his surgically repaired knee that he injured today in practice. And Mekhi Becton is a gigantic, gigantic man. Let's welcome in TJ Hushmanzada. He joins us, a former Pro Bowl wide receiver who you can hear on Up On Game. You can download that in podcast version form as well. Matt Stafford, he's got some elbow issue that they're trying to manage. How much of a problem do you think that's going to be once we get to the regular season?
It's concerning. It really is. When you're a quarterback, and anything in that right arm is bothering you, I believe that's a problem. And so they're going to have to manage that all year. I'm sure it's not going to be easy. But I believe they'll figure out a way. They'll manage it. They'll watch his throws. But when you look at the Rams' schedule, it's not easy. They don't have an easy schedule. And so they're going to need Stafford to be healthy. But I don't believe if you're having problems right now in the offseason and training camp and the preseason, it's only going to get worse. That's what I foresee happening. And with the schedule they have, it kind of sucks. I don't believe they'll have a season this year like they had last year just because of the uncertainty of how much he can practice and just managing that elbow injury.
You're talking about schedules. The start of the Packers schedule, I'm like, look, Vikings I think are formidable, but you do have a new front office, and we'll see. Then Bears, then Buccaneers, Patriots, Giants. It's not crazy to start. The back end of it is very, very difficult. Just on the football field to begin, the Packers are trying to sell us that Alan Lazard is a number one. They got Sammy Watkins. They have Christian Watson. You know, they got some others as well. Robert Tonyan, obviously, who's out right now as a tight end. Is Alan Lazard good enough to be a number one?
We don't know. You don't know. If I'm going to give you an answer right now, I'm going to say no. But you don't know. When guys are given opportunities, some people just really take advantage. There's so many guys, and you know this from playing sports, Doug. Oh, why is this guy in the game? He can't play. We just don't know enough about him. He just hasn't been given opportunity as others. He may perform, but if I have to answer that question, I'm going to say no. The night of the draft, they drafted Romeo Dobbs from Nevada. I said he was going to be the steal of the draft. I'll say this. The Packers should have drafted George Pickens in the first round. I said that live on Fox during the draft. They should have drafted George Pickens in the first round. But Romeo Dobbs is going to be the surprise of that draft class. I believe he's going to be better than Christian Watson.
Wow.
But can Alan Lazard be a one? Answering that, no. But when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, the ball is going to be there accurately. All you got to do is create separation and catch the ball. Aaron Rodgers is going to do his part. You just have to do yours.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers admitting to ayahuasca, which is, you know, it's like an ancient tribal kind of hallucinant sort of drug, but in an effort to find kind of clarity and truth, something he's done apparently the past two off seasons as a former player. How does that hit you?
It's just, for me, it's just odd. Like, but you're talking to somebody that I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked anything in my life. And so you're talking, I say that when, people want to smoke or they want to do this. I'm like, why? And so that would be my question. Why? I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has smoked before, and I don't care. But if it's bringing them clarity and it's helping them out, I guess keep doing it. The last 2 years, he's played really well.
Right.
Last 2 years, he's also had a lot of question marks about where he stood in his relationship with the Packers. Maybe that gave him clarity. Maybe that gave him some easiness. I don't know. But I will never understand that type of stuff because I'm somebody that's never done a drug in his life.
What do you think of I look at the Cowboys, and obviously they have some injuries now at wide receiver. It feels like the entirety of that offense is kind of good to a point, right? Like, Dak's good. He's not a superstar, but he's good. Right, you look around and maybe CeeDee Lamb is the superstar that we're underselling, but between running back, even offensive line is good, but they're not what they were 3, 4, or 5 years ago, right? On the other hand, as an entirety, they got a lot of talent. Where are you in the Dallas Cowboys getting ready for the season?
Ooh, that's tough because they lose Amari Cooper, we know that. They lose Cedric Wilson, we know that. They lose Lyle Collins, we know that. Okay, CeeDee Lamb is coming in. We're going to make you our number one receiver. Gallup is not going to be ready at the start of the season. James Washington comes from the Steelers, who's played a lot of football, who's a good player. Now, he's not going to be there. Yep. You know how much pressure it's going to be on CeeDee Lamb to perform? Those rookie receivers going to have to come in and perform. Tight end is going to have to perform. But more importantly than anything, that running game is going to have to be what it used to be. Oh, Tony Pollard's going to be our slot receiver. Tony Pollard's a good running back. But I guarantee every nickel corner in the league is like, I wish you would put Tony Pollard out here and think he's going to run routes and beat me. Ain't no nickel corner going to let a running back constantly beat them if he's your slot receiver. And so it's going to be a ton of pressure on Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and that run game. That's what they're going to have to fall back on. That's going to have to be their constant, is that run game. If they don't have that, I believe the Cowboys will be in trouble.
Okay, tell me if I'm wrong here, okay, TJ. So because you're a football savant as a former Pro Bowler, but also the way you see the game is far better. But this is what I hear you saying. And again, if I'm off, please feel free to say so. But as a running back, the goal of an offense is to get a running back on a linebacker or a running back on a safety. Whereas as a slot wide receiver, now you're matching up with a nickel corner. The difference is gigantic in those matchups. Is that kind of what you're saying?
It's a huge difference. Nickel corners are used to going against receivers that know how to set guys up, that understand coverage and leverage and what's open in the zone and what deep. running backs aren't used to doing that. And you can practice it all you want, because when we practice, it's scripted. When we run this play, we're going to see it in this coverage, and this coverage. When we run it in a game, we don't know what coverage we're going to get, and so we have to react as receivers in the slot. Can Tony Pollard do that? I don't know, and I don't think he's been a running back his entire life. It's easy when you run an option route on a linebacker, or you run an angle route on a safety. You're going against a nickel corner who's used to guarding receivers that do this for a living. I don't know if I like my chances if I'm the Cowboys and Tony Pollard has to line up against the Eagles, against their nickel corner, and you expect him to win.
Can you help me out with the Josh Jacobs? I know the McDaniels didn't draft him. You know, I know they didn't pick up his extension. But why would the Raiders use him on two different series in the Hall of Fame game?
If you look at what New England has done, they don't value the running back position. Just look at the history of the New England Patriots since Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator. They do not value the running back position. Two series in a Hall of Fame game for a guy that is a Pro Bowler, that has proven himself to be a really good player in the league. I don't know. What are they doing? I don't know, but I wouldn't have done it. But again, you look, they want guys that are versatile. You can run the ball, you can catch the ball, you can block. They want a running back by committee. At least that's what they had with the Patriots, and I believe that's what he's going for with the Raiders. They don't want to pay Josh Jacobs the amount of money that he wants. And so I believe they'll go running back by committee and see if somebody bites on it and wants to trade for Josh. I believe this would be his last year with Raiders. I believe he knows that, and he's handling it the right way. All right, y'all don't want me. Somebody will. I'm a good player, and I'm going to go out and ball out.
Kareem Hunt was trying to handle it a different way. He has a two-year deal with the Browns. This is the second year of the two-year deal. At first, he wanted an extension. They said no. Then he said he wanted to be traded. They said no. Now he's back at practice. What do you think of Kareem Hunt and how and what he's done?
The Browns didn't blink. The Browns didn't blink. When they don't blink, you're going to hop on this train or you're going to get left. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, let me hop on this train. It's as simple as that. What's happening to Kareem Hunt, we as athletes, we want the ball, we want to play. This is actually a blessing in disguise, because I kind of look at it like how when Mark Ingram was with the Saints and he had Reggie Bush and he had Levante Murray and he had all these different guys. This is going to give Kareem Hunt a longer career, splitting time with Nick Chubb the way he has. You don't like it now, but it's going to pay off on the back end. He'll play 10, 12 years because he doesn't have the wear and tear on his body playing in Cleveland. But we all want it now. We want that instant, I want the ball all the time. I want 300-plus carries. This will pay out for him on the back end. I get where he's coming from. The market for running backs, nobody – how much does he want? Nobody's going to give it to him. You think about that rookie year he had in Kansas City. He wants that adulation. He wants that type of success. He probably will never get it again, but when you have that type of success coming out as a rookie, it's hard to take a back seat multiple years in a row when you know I came into the league and did this. He made his bed, he has to line it.
Yep. No, listen, you make a series of great points there. Especially that when your first year you see incredible success, your expectations are to have that level of production on a yearly basis, and sometimes it's just not in the cards. Where are you on the Saints? It feels like this is a team, you know, Dennis Allen takes over, Jameis comes back. They do have a lot of talent, but in the discussion of the NFC South, it feels like no one knows what to expect. What are your expectations?
If Jameis Winston is healthy, I expect the Saints to make the playoffs. Offensively, Mike Thomas is going to remind everybody why he was one of the best receivers in the league. He's going to remind them he's Mike Thomas again. Jarvis Landry is going to bring a lot to the table. Chris Olave, I believe, having Mike and Jarvis there will learn. But that defense is awesome. Cam Jordan is probably the most underrated defensive player in the league. And I say underrated because when you talk about best defensive players in the league, he kind of gets overshadowed. He never really gets mentioned. Watch their games. You watch the Saints play and see who's causing problems every snap. Cam Jordan. And so if Jameis Winston is healthy, the Saints are a playoff team. Defensively, they are really good, and they're good at every level. They're good on a defensive line. They're good at the linebacker position, and they're really good in the secondary. The Saints are a playoff team if Jameis Winston is healthy.
The AFC West is obviously very, very talented. It feels like the Chargers might actually have the best team, but the Chiefs have dominated the division. The Broncos now finally have their quarterback, but you have a new and first-time head coach. I don't know how that works. And then the Raiders seem to have more top-end talent, but, again, new coach, new system, new scheme, new front office. What do you make of the AFC West?
Man, Doug, I don't really know, man. It's like you look at every team and like, oh, I like the Chiefs to win it. Oh, yeah, I can agree with that. Oh, I like the Chargers. Oh, I can agree. I damn near can agree with anyone if they name a different team. But for me, I would put the Chargers at the top. I don't see a weakness. The only weakness I guess you would have with the Chargers, who's their deep threat on offense? But Keenan Allen's getting open versus anyone. They can run the ball. They got a great quarterback. They got two great edge rushers. Really good in the secondary. The Raiders also have everything that I just named. And so the Chiefs have been really good. The Broncos, to me, is the question mark. Yeah, they have Russell Wilson, but it's still a question mark for me. Defense was very good. But Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive minds in the National Football League. He's no longer there. Will they be the same? Yeah, some of the majority of the players are the same. But if you don't have the guys calling those plays at the right time in the right moments of games, that matters. So I would go Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos.
Going to be a lot of fun. T.J. Mazzotta, check out Up On Game every Saturday on Fox Sports Radio. You can also download it as a two-hour podcast as well. Who's you the best? We got to break bread off, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
My God, Doug. Take care. And as usual, man, keep up the great work, baby.
Same to you. How big a deal is it that Ron Rivera is acknowledging that Carson Wentz is having issues with his accuracy? I'll tell you next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast
NBA DNA with Hannah Storm digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I think we have our online question of the day. First crush. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But you're right. Bad girl Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease. Like, solid. Right? Solid. Ilo, who would be your first crush? Do you have a first crush you'd like
to
see?
Yeah, it's a little, I guess we're all dating ourselves, relatively speaking here. So I'm a little younger than the rest of y'all, but mine was Punky Brewster, Soleil Moonfry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me. Shortly thereafter, superseded by Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years.
Winnie Cooper... developed into start, like, I had no idea that was, yeah, okay.
I'm not saying
they were your age. They were your age. Okay, okay. So at the time you saw them.
Yeah.
Okay. Ramos, are you sticking with Olivia Newton-John?
Oh yes,
as I am. Okay.
Yes, most definitely.
Jason Stewart, would you like to share your first crush?
Let me think on this.
Feel free.
Yeah, let me think on this one. Olivia Newton-John was right up there, but I'm sure there. Well, you know, no. Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia in the first Star Wars. I think that was mine.
Not in Return of the Jedi with the gold.
Oh no, she definitely looks great there. But her Carrie Fisher in Star Wars was probably my first crush.
Mm. All right, feel free to tweet us at Gottlieb Show as Olivia Newton-John passed away at the age of 73 years old. Let's get to Isaac Lohenkron. With a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Ilo, what do you got, bud?
What's the deal?
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
And we start in the NBA, where The Athletic reported this afternoon that Kevin Durant reiterated his trade request to Brooklyn Nets owner Joe Tsai in a face-to-face meeting over the weekend in London. and also informed Sy that he needs to choose between Durant and the pairing of general manager Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash. More KD drama. Big deal, little deal, or no deal.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Because it appears, I mean, like, it doesn't appear, it is. Therein lies the what doesn't KD like, right? Yeah, you ask, like, what doesn't KD like? Is it a player? Is a, yeah, the Mark Steve Nash thing, he ain't feeling it. Which is interesting because I believe that Steve Nash was brought in, one, because of his ability to maybe manage Kyrie Irving, but two, supposedly had a pre-existing relationship with Kevin Durant from his time helping out the Golden State Warriors. Whatever their previous relationship is, the current relationship isn't good enough to stand the test of time. Remember, Joe Tsai, by the way, can just go, like, kind of like the Cleveland Browns. You're going to show up and play or you're not going to get paid. That's almost never the case in the NBA. Obviously, the Lakers did not bow to the whims of Kobe Bryant and held on to him and won two more titles. But there is precedent. That's the only precedent I can remember for not trading a superstar who wants out.
I'm sorry. I was checking the wires. I'm not sure I heard you there clearly. What was the noise you made? I was just trying to get you to do it again. All right, on to the NFL. Is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes admits that he regrets playing not to lose in the second half of the AFC Championship game last year against the Bengals? He said, I don't want to say we relaxed, but I mean, when you lead like you did, you want to make sure you win the game, but you don't want to play like you're playing not to lose. And I feel like that's what we did as a team. We were playing not to lose. We were playing just to get to the Super Bowl, unquote. Freudian slip right there. Patrick Mahomes, startling admission. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
That's a big deal. If you remember our show for the next couple of months, I asked several people, what happened to Pat Mahomes in the second half of the AFC Championship game? Right? I mean, we can go back and pull the tape. And you know, there are people that said, well, he was a little shell-shocked by what happened at the end of the first half. He was this and that. He's telling you what happened, that they got really conservative. They got spooked a little bit, which is interesting because if you go back a couple years, right, the last Houston Texans playoff game was Deshaun Watson, 24-0 lead. And what went wrong there? I mean, there's some similarities there. But a really interesting admission. Whether or not it's true, he never said he was concussed, right? There's some people like, maybe he got hit in the head. Maybe he got spooked. Maybe the team got spooked. But that appears to be what happened and why they didn't look like themselves in the second half against the Bengals.
Staying in the NFC West, is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal that Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels says he has no desire to trade Josh Jacobs, even though he used him in two series in the Hall of Fame game?
I think it's a no deal. I think, like, look, why would I trade a guy who needs to play and play well to get a new contract somewhere else? He doesn't make a ton of money. Why would I do that? Like, he's still a good running back. And just because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option doesn't mean they can't negotiate an extension with him at the end of the season. Of course they can. We all believe that you have to do what everybody says you have to do. We're like, no, we don't actually have to do that.
Let's go on to the NFC. Let's check in on Carson Wentz in Washington Commanders camp. Is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal that Wentz reportedly having accuracy issues in camp thus far? Ron Rivera acknowledged those accuracy issues over the weekend, but is optimistic things will get cleaned up. Carson Wentz and his accuracy. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a big deal. You know, the number one thing you need as a quarterback is accuracy. And something happened with Carson Wentz over the past couple of years where, you know, he's struggled. He hasn't been the same guy as he was when the Eagles were the best team in the NFC and end up winning the Super Bowl without him. Something's happened. Probably something in his fundamentals, as well as something above the neck in terms of thinking too much and trying too hard. And we'll see if he can get it worked out before the season starts.
Finally, Baltimore Ravens place kicker Justin Tucker has signed a four-year extension worth a reported $24 million, making him the highest paid kicker in NFL history. The extension of Justin Tucker, who has brought out the poet in many an opposing fan, Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a little deal. Everyone knows he's the best. He also has a big leg. He seems to be automatic. I don't think anybody would argue with him getting the most money.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
The sitting MVP, Aaron Rodgers, making the rounds. What he say? It'll blow your mind. Next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.